Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports as we take you into Friday. No surprise when the Georgia High School Association announced plans to reopen activities in the month of June. That followed Executive Director Robin Hines getting the thumbs up yesterday as they get ready for the upcoming athletic year. Some of the guidelines are going to be in place. Schools and school systems may be more restrictive than the GHSA, but not less. Workouts are conditioning only, no balls or sport-specific equipment at the beginning of the time. Also, it's recommended that staff and athletes be screened prior to each workout, and also with signage and things like that, and limited to groups of 20. There are more as well. We'll see how these evolve as things go on, but it is pointing toward the beginning of the high school sports season, which a lot of people think will be happening. As a matter of fact, 91 days from today, the beginning of football season is scheduled here in and around the area. We'll wait and watch and see how that goes on. A couple of notes from the University of West Georgia today. Soccer all-decade team is being talked about with a group of outstanding players. These all-decade teams brought to you by Scott Evans Automotive at UWGSports.com. There, several of them have been announced already, while there has been a dearth of athletic-related news going on. And the all-decade teams are certainly there. Some outstanding student-athletes on that list you can check out at UWGSports.com. Hope you will get the chance to do that as well. And a lot of individual honors from this past athletic year are also being talked about as well. Good tribute on that website as well to Roger Kaiser's story we told you earlier in the week, with Roger being named to the Small College Basketball Hall of Fame. Certainly hard to imagine why this didn't happen sooner, but certainly most assuredly an outstanding honor. Several other notes in sports. Dave Kaplan, longtime director of Atlanta's former PGA Tour event, has passed away. Dave, of course, I got to know him back when he was the assistant SID at Georgia Tech way back when. Kaplan passing away at the age of 71 years old. Also, Major League Baseball still throwing items back and forth between players and owners about what players will be allowed to do, not be allowed to do, and will they get baseball started again. The interesting thing about a ban on taking a shower after the ball game is one of the things the players didn't care for, so we'll wait and watch and see how that plays out. Have a safe Memorial Day weekend, everybody, and that's sports, and I'm Mitch Gray.